Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Steve Heimel. This week on AK, finding inspiration in Alaska. Singer-songwriter Jeff Kanzler first came to Alaska a decade ago to visit a lovely Alaskan girl. They didn't end up together, but he still considers her to be something of his angel in life for introducing him to the last frontier. A few years back, Jeff moved to Vashon Island near Seattle to be close to family, but a recent Alaska tour had him reminiscing about what inspired some songs he wrote. He told Laurie Neufeld about the tune Angel, which was written during an early adventure in interior Alaska. He was living and working at a remote tourist destination at the very end of the Denali Park Road.
I'll play a tune that I wrote in Alaska. It's one that I wrote early on when I was working out at Camp Denali.
I thought I might once trouble you, share what came upon me in this dream I had.
A recent visit to the KUAC Fairbanks studios during his Alaska tour had Jeff reflecting on where and when he wrote some of these songs. And he certainly has a quirky sense of humor about sharing or even oversharing a few tunes.
I had gone out there to work and I'd written two songs, that one and Crack Country Livin', which is on Blacktop Road. And I'm pretty sure that the people who worked there at the time still don't want to hear either of those two songs. me and the few people that I was playing out there with that summer, that was all we played, those two songs. Maybe a couple covers, so I just wanted to dust that one off. I won't play Blacktop Road today, I promise.
My crack country living is calling her now from over the hills.
You know, you may be influenced by a little bit of Led Zeppelin in there, a little bit of Beatles. I know, especially, you know, when you're rocking out with a band, it sounds like that to me. And, well, I've heard you do a cover, too, of some Zeppelin and some Beatles.
I mean, those are pretty, you know, they're kind of touchstones. It's not just even the influence side of it and what you like. There's that soundtrack of your life thing. I grew up in Renton, Washington, which classic rock is what was on. I didn't really hear bluegrass until I came to Alaska. The closest thing to bluegrass I had heard was the song Hot Dog by Led Zeppelin, which was basically their electrified version of a bluegrass song.
So it wasn't until coming to Alaska a dozen years ago and spending some time here that you heard bluegrass.
Moved to just about the northernmost city in the world to be introduced to a very Southern Appalachian-based art form, so it was interesting. But what a great place to be introduced to it, you know.
There's this one song, if Jeff Kanzler had a single, this would probably be it. It leads off his Blacktop Road CD. People that have seen Jeff play a gig know it.
I'm still, even the other night, the request for Angelina, so I thought I'd do an acoustic version of Angelina. Just to, this might be the last time. This might be it. Putting Angelina to bed right now. We're putting Angelina to bed. She will not be woken up again.
Oh, Angelina. Sadly, you have wasted here so long. Carried on a question, you were stranded. You turned to catch ship already gone. Oh, the answer. Anytime them letters cross the sea. Carried on the ocean like a baby. They carried on the water and the breeze.
I still like that song.
You know, I wrote that song out on Stampede Road. Well, beautiful evening. I was traveling north with a friend, and we just decided to camp out there on our way to Fairbanks. And so I like it too. But I do every time I come here to play. I'm like, well, you play Angelina? Well, yeah, probably Angelina because, well, you know, got one album out. There's 12, I don't even know how many songs, 11, 12 songs on it.
Yep.
And yeah, that's one of them. So chances are I'm going to play Angelina. That's it, though.
Alaska, the people and the place, is close to Jeff Kanzler's heart. It could even be called his muse. and probably has shaped his sense of humor too.
Yeah, them northern winds, they might make the mountains spin.
In Fairbanks, for AK, I'm Lori Neufeld.
They'll never push your head any closer to your heart. No, they'll never push your head any closer to your heart.